the madle ubosim avira, because the Torah was in a high, it was very high up, and the air was very good there. Therefore, they brought Rebbe there. Bar says, "Who yoyimad enoch nafshei?" The Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was about to die, is gozer rabbanon tanis. The rabbanon will gozer tanis. Oh boy, Rachma, they started to daven. That's the day the Rebbe was very, very sick. He was about to die. So all the rabbanon made a tainus and they started to daven. The Amri, and they said, Koman v'yomanach nafshe. The Rebbe, whoever's going to say, like, speak out of the mouth, that Rebbe died, is Yudaka Becherev. We'll, like, stab him with a sword. In other words, they don't want anybody, Ayiftach Pilasotin, don't open up your mouth, like, to say, Chas v'shon, Rebbe should die. Is Solik Amte the Rebbe Ligro. So Rebbe's maid that used to take care of him went up to the roof. His omer, she said like this, El yoinim of Akshemus Rebbe. She sees that he's very sick, that the Malachim in Shemayim, they want Rebbe to be nifted, ready to go upstairs. But Tachtoinim of Akshemus Rebbe. But she sees that all the Gedolim here on this world are davening the Rebbe should still stay alive. So first she said, Yirotzen Sheyichayfu Tachtoinim Esel Yoinim. She also said, Halavai, that the Tachtoinim, the people here, should win out, that he should live. But then when the maid saw that the Rebbe had to go into the Beis HaKisei a lot of times, and every time he had to go in, he had to first take off his tefillin, when he came out he had to put them back on again, when he had a lot of pain from that. And like we had before, that Tzadika Manifta from Chuli Mayim, he had something wrong with his stomach, like he had to go to the Beis HaKisei a lot, and because of that he was having a lot of problems. So Amra, now she said, she saw there was so much pitzar, she said, now, Yirotzen, Sheyichoyful Elyoinim Esatachtoinim, that Elyoinim, the Malachim, should win out, and he should be nifter ready. And the Mashor explains here, that there's a Yisoy that Rebbe's Neshama was Sholem, and Rebbe's Guf was Sholem. Here, when she saw that his Guf wasn't B'Sholem anymore, she thought it's more Kedah, that his Neshama should become more B'Sholem in Shemayim. So she also held that now he should go into Shemayim already. But the Rabbonim, the Gedolim, didn't stop davening. And she knew Kozuman, the davening, the Malachimovitz can't get him. So what did she do? Shakle Kuza. She took like a pitcher. She took an earthly pitcher. Shadya, she threw it down the igra from a roof. The yayu to the ground. And Mustafa made a big noise. So everybody kept quiet for a second. See what happened. That second is the shtiko. They kept quiet. Mirachme from davening to Hashem. V'nach nafshe the Rebbe. That's when Rebbe was nifta. Is Omru Lei Rabbanon Labakaporo. So Rabbanon said to the Bakaporo, Zil Ayin, go see what happened to Rebbe. Is also Rebbe Bakaporo went in, Ashkechei the Nachnavshe, he saw that Rebbe Taka was Nifta. Is Kari the Levushe, so ripped his clothing. The Yahadri Lakari Lachure. When he was going outside, he didn't want the people to see it, so like if he ripped in front of his shirt, he turned the shirt backwards now, that the rip should be in the back, that people should not realize it. But Posach rather opened up and said like this, Vyoma, Arelim umutsukim ochzu bi'oron HaKodesh. Arelim means like the Malachim wanted to get a hold of Rebbe. Umutsukim means the Tzadikim on this world wanted to daven that Rebbe should stay here. Is Nitzchu Arelim es umutsukim, and the Malachim won out? That's what Bakapura said. V'noshvu oron HaKodesh, and they captured the oron HaKodesh. Is Omru lezachum said to Bakapura, Nach nafshe, did Rebbe really die? Omaluhu Bakapura said back and answered, Osan kamrisu, you are saying it. I don't want to say it. Like more before, they didn't want to speak out to say that Rebbe was Nifta. Tomorrow says, now Bishas Petirosei Sherebi. Bishas Rebbe himself was being Nifta in the Shama, was leaving him. Zokath Esther at place of Kapi Mala. He lifted up his 10 fingers towards the Shemayim, and Omri said like this. Ribbono shel Olam, Gol of Yedua Lefanecha, Sheyagati B'Esther at place of a Torah. That I was working with my 10 fingers and learning Torah. I didn't have any enjoyment even from an etzba katana, from this world. And there was, even though Rebbe was mamash one of the richest people there were in the world, still he didn't take any enjoyment for himself. Everything he did was only for the tzarech of Torah or mitzvahs. And he said, Yiratzim lefanecha, sheyesholim b'mnuchasi, they should have peace, he should come to rest. And the Gemara says, Yotas Abasko, at that time Abasko came out from Shemayim B'Yom and said, Yovoi Sholom V'Yenuch HaMesh K'Voisom, that the Rebbe, he'll take a come to peace, but be able to go back to go to rest. The Gemara is the Kasha, the Pasuk, Al Mishkavcha Miboylei, the Pasuk should have said, like, the Tzaddik goes back, Lashon Yochu, we're talking about one Tzaddik, that he himself goes to rest. What's the Lashon HaMesh K'Voisom, Ashman, their beds? Lashon Rabban plural. So Gemara says Mesayle Rabbi Chiya Baganda. It's a raya. It's a proof to Rabbi Chiya Baganda. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Baganda. Rama Rabbi Yosi Ben Shol. Vishor Shat Tzadik Niftim Neilam. At the time when a tzadik is nifta from this world, Oyru Malchi Yashros of Nekorash Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Korash Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shalom. Tzadik Ploini Bo. Oyma Lehem Yovoyu Tzadikim. V'yeitzu Lekrosoi. The Malachim say a tzaddik is coming to us now. So Hashem says, tell the tzaddikim to go and like and give him shalom. The all the tzaddikim should get up and go to him. The yom word they should say to this person that's coming now, yova b'shalom should come in peace. And then yenuchu amishkavaisam, all the tzaddikim that got up to give him shalom, like now should go back in peace to rest in peace. So that's the lashon of amishkavaisam means lashon plural. All the tzaddikim now go to rest back in peace. Omer Rebbe Loza. Vishor Shat Tzadik Niftim Noelim, at the time when a Tzadik is Nifta from this world, Sholish Kitos Shomalchi Asheros Yetzis Lekrosoi. Three bunches of Malachim come to him. Achas Tameris Loi, one Malach comes to him and tells him, Bo B'Sholom, come in peace. And the Mashor's Mazbah that there are three different Elomas. There's the Oilam El Yon on top in Shemban Shemayim where Kodesh Baruch Hu lives in the Malachim. Then there's the El Yon Emsoi, the middle one, that's like the Ava disguise. And then there's the Oilam Atachtim where we are. It sounds like this. First, one Malach says and says, come up to Shemayim and you'll be B'Sholem. That means boy in the Oilam Elyon. The Achas Emeris Hulach Nechochoi. Nechoch Rashi says, go in the Derech HaYosher. Means go through the middle of Oilam straight. The Achas Emeris, the one tells him, Yov B'Sholem V'Yinuch HaMish Kavoysim. Like on this, or it's Atachtim, should be able to rest the peace. The Gemara says that Bishor Sher Rosh never in Olam. The time when a Rosh goes away from this world is also Shalish Kita Shemal Chavolu Yetsis Lekrosoi. Three type of Malachim come of destruction. Achasameras one says Ain Shalom Omer Hashem L'Rishoyim, that the Rishoyim won't be able to have peace. Now they won't be able to get to the Olam Elyon where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is with the Malachim Ara. The Achasameras Leim once tells him Lematzovo Yishkaf. Because he'll lie down like in sorrow. He won't get anywhere. V'yachas temeres loy redov yishkovo es arelim. Like, go down and lie with the people that are oral, without, that don't have a mila. In other words, Rishoyim won't get to anywhere. And that's like the Marsha said, that there are three alumnus there, so Tzadikim go through all three alumnus, and the Rishoyim get it by all the three alumnus. Here, the Mishnah says like this. Kol zaman shibe v'esaviyah. Calls the man the Yalmona, after her husband died, so she has a right now to collect mizoinas to be fed from the Yisoimim, and also if she wants to, she can collect her ksuba. So look with like this. Calls the man she be beis aviyah. If after the husband died, she moved out of her house, the husband's house, and she went to her father's house. So look is goyva ksuba sol yelum. Is any time she wants, she has a right to come and say she wants to collect the ksuba. Even if it's 25, 30 years after the husband died, Loilam, she could come and collect the ksuba. And we don't say as far either she was meichlit, or we'll say she used up the money already. No, she has a right to collect the ksuba. But what about kol zaman shiba beis baila? Let's say she's living by your husband's house. After the husband died, she still stays there, and she lives by the yisaimim. So now the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds, goyva ksuba sa'ad eskrim v'chom ishonim. Up until the first 25 years after the husband died, she still has a right to collect the ksuba. Mashenkin, if she waited though 25 years, then she can't collect the ksuba anymore. And the svar is sheyesh bechof heishonim shetiyase toivo kineged ksubosa. That these 25 years that passed by after the husband died, since she's living by the Yisaimim's house, so the pshat is she does toivo, she does good, she does kindness to other people. Either she invites guests over, or she lets them use the house. So the use she had from the Yisaimim's house is worth the ksuba. After 25 years of using the house, the extra use, the taiva that she does from it, that's connected haksuba. That's different Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, Shiyama Meshimah Meshimah Gamliel. And he said, go over the name of Meshimah Meshimah Gamliel. But the Chachamim Moim and the Chachamim say, no, they don't hold from this Svara. They hold no, Kol Zaman, she's living by the Yisaimim, anything she uses, or eats, or borrows, or does taiva with other people, that's all included part of the Tanai Ksuba of Mezoinus. That's not considered she received her ksuba. Therefore, the Chum said like this, that kol zaman she beveis by law, kol zaman she's still staying by her husband's house, by the Yisoyimim, is goyva ksuba sol yelam. she could always collect the ksuba. Even 50 years later, she can still collect the ksuba. But kol zaman she beveis avia, the chum holds the svar though, but let's say she leaves the yisaymin, and she goes to her father's house, then the locher is goyva ksubosa ad eschem v'chomishonim. She only has the right to collect the ksuba to the first 25 years, during those 25 years. But once 25 years pass by, then she can't collect the ksuba anymore. And the svar is, according to Chomim, that we say most probably she was already meichel the ksuba. Since she's not living by the yisaymin, like how come she didn't come to ask for the ksuba? If she doesn't come to ask for the ksuba for 25 years, we say as far as she's meichel, she gives up her rights to it. Ma'ashenken, if she's living by the yisaymin and she's being fed from them, then the Gemara says as far mishum kisufa. The reason why she didn't ask for ksuba is because she's embarrassed from them, poshit. So therefore, she's not meichel. Ma'ashenken, if she's not living by them, she's by her father's house, then we say she should have asked for ksuba. And the fact she did not ask for a ksuba within 25 years, that's the proof that she was meichel, she gave up her rights. What about mesa? Let's say the almona dies. The locher is yorsheho maskirin ksubosa. Her yorshim, whoever take over her, whether it's a brother, whether a sister, father, her yorshim, is they collect the ksuba. Is maskirin ksubosa. Like Rashi says, it means klima tzricha limchais al ksubosa teichol feishonim. They have to come and collect the ksuba within 25 years. Is ad esr, the Mishnah says, again, meisa, yorsheh, maskirin, ksubosa, ad esr, mechamishonim. For 25 years, they have a right also to collect the ksuba. But once 25 years pass by the yorshim also the svara, they will meichel the ksuba, then they can't collect the ksuba anymore. Mora says, now, omalei abai le Reb Yosef. Abai said Reb Yosef. Aniyah shebi Yisrael, does the Mishnah make sense according to Reb Meir? How was it possible that Aniyah shebi Yisrael, if she was a very poor lady, that ad eskrim v'chomishonim, that for 25 years we say the taiva that she eats by the Yisraimim, that's worth a ksuba? In other words, most probably if she was an Aniyah, poor people, the ksuba was also a small amount. So how was it possible that it takes 25 years for a poor person, an amon atida for ksuba, even though it's a very small ksuba? Omar says, Baz Baisam, that's a very rich lady, and most probably her ksuba is very, very big, also ad esrim v'chomishonim. How come the Mishnah says down 25 years? It's not mistaken if the svar is, according to Reb Meir, that she's like eating up her ksuba by taking the extra money, or the extra use of the property, how is it possible that one has a big ksuba, one has a small ksuba, they both use it up within 25 years? So Omula, he answered back, no, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you, lefum gam lo shichna. How much weight do you put upon a camel? Depending upon how strong the camel is. In other words, here also, the richer the lady is, the more the use she does from the property, the more toivu she does with other people. So therefore, even though her ksuba was bigger, she must probably use it up already. Mashenken, if she's an aniya, a pro lady, so true, her ksuba was less, but then she does less toivu with other people, she uses it up slowly. Eboilu, we have a question like this now. The Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir Shita, that says the svara why she loses the ksuba after 25 years is because during these 25 years she took already the money out of the Yisayim's property, she had toiva from the property, is if so, mahal shetalshlish. What about do we divide it up in parts? Mashal, let's say she collects the ksuba after 10 years. Do we say that every year she ate up like 1/25th of the ksuba? And if she's collecting it now after 10 years later, she gets less out of a ksuba. Or else no. It's only when she waits, let's say 25 years, then she loses a whole ksuba. But any time she collects the ksuba less than 25 years, then we say she has a right to collect the whole ksuba. We don't take off. Lishlish means proportional. Nothing more obliged by take off. The more doesn't have an answer for this. Right, now the Gemara says that Chom Maimon, the Chom Sein Mishnah calls the man. That depends, just the opposite. Kol Zaman, she's by the Yisoymim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes back to her father's house, then at 25 years, she has the right. After that, we say she was Meichel. So Mor says, Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye asked the question to Rabbi Yosef. It doesn't make sense. Asoyi Kredim Shkiya Sechama. Let's say the 25 years are up tonight. So if she comes before tonight, before Shkiya, is Goyvik Ksubosa. She could still collect the ksuba, even though she went at 25 years. But if she comes tonight, liyacha shkiyas acham, after sunset, loigviya, she can't collect the ksuba anymore. Is that as far as he purta? By this little amount of time, this 10, 15, 20 minutes, achilta, do we say that's the difference whether she's really meichel or not? Like in 25 years passed by, she wasn't meichel yet. Took now this 15 minutes, she's going to be meichel. Omalais, he answered back, in yes. Kol midas chachomim kachi. Whenever the chom say something, that's the way they say it. They say it exactly. There's a time limit. Who their halachas, who are then, the aboyim saw tevel. We know a mikvah has to have at least 40 saw of water. The aboyim saw chos, a kurutav, and a yochel itvel. But if there's 40 saw missing a little bit, a kurutav, a little amount of water, so you can't be tevel then. To see there's an exact measurement here also. 25 years exactly, that's the zman she's meichel. Less, no, after, yes. Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav. Heyed Rav Yishmav Rav Yisi, lefnei Rebbe. Shoma Mishumov, he said over the name of his father. Loishonu, when is there a machlekes, elo shein shtar ksuba yoytzi metachas yoda. When the Yamona does not have a ksuba, she doesn't have the shtar. Then we say a story after 25 years, she is meichel, either according to Rav Neya or according to Chomim, that's when she can't collect anymore. Avo, but in the case that shtar ksuba yoytzi metachas yodeho, but let's say she still holds on, she still has a shtar ksuba, then the locher is goyvo ksubos liyulim. She always has the right to collect the ksuba. Then there's no svar of mechila or toivo, she can always collect the ksuba. For Reb Lezer Omar, afilu shtar ksuba yoytzi metachas yodeho, ain't a goyvo. Reb Lezer holds no. The same machleika applies, even though she has a ksuba, still she can't collect after 25 years. Elo adesu mechom yishonim. Most of Rosh Hashanah is the kasha and the blessing. It says aloha that bal choiv goiva shalei biyaskara. Well, bal choiv, in other words, a malva that lent somebody money, but he wants to come and collect his money, he could collect it even without an askara. So Rashi says it means im shosak esu mechom yishonim, v'loi micho achoiv v'loi hisla bekach, even if he kept quiet for 25 years, by a malva there's no svara he's meichel the money. He could always collect his money. It says bal choyv goyva shleib yaskara. Now, hey chidami, what are we talking about? If he's not holding his shtar, he doesn't have a proof that he lent the money. B'maygvia, what right does he have to collect the money back? Elo, we have to be talking about the nokat shtar. He is holding his shtar in his hand. Well, so bal choyv hu delav barachulahu. So you saw of a bal choyv, a person that lent money, there's no reason he should be meichel to give up his rights to collect the money. Ho almona. Mashenkin and Almoni after 25 years, Achilta, there is a svara, she's meichelit. She lets the Yisrael already keep the money. So you see, even though she's holding the ksuba, still she's meichelit after 25 years. Zemara says, who meisiv lo v'mafarakli? He asked the question, he answered it. We're talking about this bal choyv, this malva does not have a shtar. So if so, how does he collect? Here we're talking about punkt that the leiv agrees. The leiver is moider that he owes the money. All right, turn over. So where does those weiter? V'omer Rebbe Loi said, "Shoinim, we learned like this: Gerusha harei kebal choiv. An isha that received a get and now she wants to collect the ksuba, she has the same luck like a bal choiv. That it means she could always collect the ksuba, even after 25 years, she could still collect the ksuba. The echidam, what are we talking about? Either lenikita ksuba, if she doesn't have the shtar ksuba, the magvia, what's the proof that she could collect the money? Elalav, aren't we talking about the nikita ksuba, that she is holding the ksuba? And still the svar is a grusha, he the lav basachuli. Only an isha that received the get. There's no svar there, she's meichel, she's angry at the husband, there's no yisaimim there. It's not a svar that she, there we don't say she's meichel. Therefore she can collect the ksuba even after 25 years. But the diik is ho almona, but a regular almona, achilta, she is meichel, a regular almona is meichel the ksuba. So you see, even though she's holding a shtar ksuba, after 25 years she's meichel. So Mar says, no, hochinam, here also we're talking about kishachayiv meida. We're talking about here where the baal agrees that he owes the money, and there's no shtar ksuba. Therefore there's no proof here. But call part of the locher is like a sheshes. Locher is like we had before, that the Bishmol said in the name of Rebbe, that in the Chanami, that's only where the Mishnah where she doesn't have a shtar ksuba. But if she has a shtar ksuba, then she could collect the money. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Toni Rav Yehuda bar Kozo, b'mas Nisan, the Braisa, the Vei bar Kuzo, boy that was learned by bar Kuzo, Rashi, that's a shame kochem. That wanted to say in the Braisa, that Tovok ksubosa. Let's say she goes and asks for a ksuba, the Locher